Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, this is V-O-T-T-Y on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting worldwide international ministry. We'd like to say to the listening audience tonight, Yahweh be with you, Yahweh bless you. We're going to get ready to bring our brother Elder Tibbs in to give his statements and commentaries. We're going to greet our brother by saying, Brother Tibbs of C. Royal, Yahweh be with you, brother.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother Yada Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of thousands. I do appreciate this program because it does teach a lot to those that need this teaching. We try to reach out to bring this teaching to those worldwide, and it's obvious because of the number of people that attend our broadcasts. You have to remember, in life, it takes a few minutes to find something special in a person, an hour or so to appreciate them, and maybe a day to love them. But it takes an entire life to forget them. But think not of our work, and Yahweh is vain. Because in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10 says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. This is why I say, we all know there's a history of the world past and the world present. Our history starts from birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. Those who fail to learn it correctly, they are just simply doomed in this world and the world to come. This is why we're here, to help bring you through these dark times of misteaching and loud bump the gums contests, which doesn't really lead you anywhere except away from the word of Yahweh. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Many ask, how can you get this much from this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahweh, your health and foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, and much more. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is from Friday, from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type tribe. Yada.com. Right on this big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you possibly may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what we're all told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. On this note, I remember a man of wisdom asked me once, he says, Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offering, and alms means? I replied, yes, I can explain that to you. I gave him an explanation. And also, he says, let me give you a few Bible verses since we discussed that. The first one we discussed was the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. Where he says, there can be no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor him that giveth no alms. I says, okay, I can go with that. I understand that. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15. It says, thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. I spoke earlier about this in the opening of our broadcast. Yahweh gives all of us an unspeakable gift if we reach out to grab it. Remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, write on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. Just to write your written opinions and questions on a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number. You can call, leave a message of scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs on your choice can be put on DVD. On another note, we'd like to bring to your attention that please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He is generally usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. In addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Our program time will be repeated after 10:30. Once again, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any particular day that you would like to listen. So at this particular time, we're going to turn our program back over to, I believe, Brother Yahdah, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. It's our Elder Tibbs, V-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. Once again, we are broadcasting, this is Worldwide ministry. And our aim is to go and let's see if we can bring in our brother and we'll get to our aim. We're going to bring in our brother, that young lion from the tribe of Yagdar Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel, C. Royal. Yahweh be with you, my brother.
Yahweh bless you. Elder teacher Yada, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
How are you? Hallelujah, Yahweh, brother. We're going to see what we can bring to the table in this short time until the seer is back on the network. But we're going to open up in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going there, brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And we at VOTTY, we believe that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But you know, this righteous minister spirit, he just not going to knock on anybody's door. But let's see how he is commanded, what he's commanded to do in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. Brother Micaiah Israel, a sea royal.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26 reads, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he should teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you."
So the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, he will bring all things back to your remembrance, whatsoever things I have said unto you. So let's see if we can determine who do the Most High, Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son, who do they deal with, Brother Micaiah? Let's run to the book of Amos right quick. Amos chapter 3. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. Who do Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son, who do they deal with? In Amos 3, verse number 1 and 2, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
Okay, the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, oh, family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, polluted word Mazarene, saying," verse 2, "you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for your sins."
So he said, this message is sent out to the children of Israel. And according to what we read in the book of Amos 3, verse 1, that Yahweh go on record saying that the only one that he knows is the 12 tribes of Israel. But let's peep at the book of Second Esdras right quick, Brother Micaiah. Let me see if I can pull out a statement. In the book of Second Esdras, it was a statement I wanted to run down. If I can peep at it, the book, make that Baruch. Let's go to Baruch. Let's see who did it. Most High, who do he communicate with? Under Baruch chapter 3. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you, Royal. And let's peep at verse number 35 through 37. Let's see what we get out of this, Brother Micaiah. Baruch chapter 3, verse number 35 through 37.
Book of Baruch chapter 3, verses 35 through 37. Verse 35 reads, "This is our Yahweh, and there shall none And there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him." Verse 36, "He hath found out all the way of knowledge, and hath given it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved." Verse 37, "Afterward did he show himself upon earth and converse with man."
So the Yahweh Son was given all the ways of knowledge. He was given all the ways of knowledge. And we know that Yahweh the Son received this. Let's see who he received it from in the book of Revelation. Who did he receive all this information from in Revelation 1? 1, 2, and 3, Brother Micaiah, Israel, and C. Roy. Who did Yahweh the Son get the information from in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1, 2, and 3? Brother Micaiah, Israel, of C. Roy.
The book of Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1 reads, the revelation of Yahweh the Son, which Yahweh gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and sanctified it by his ministering spirit unto his servants, John. Verse 2, who bear record of the word of Yahweh the Father and of the testimony, the covenant of Yahweh the Son, end of all things. Verse 3, blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So Yahweh the Son received the information from Yahweh the Father. So let's see, when he received the information from Yahweh the Father, he said he sent his minister spirits to his servants. Now let's see who was the next man in line. So he said he sent this information. We read that he learned all the ways of knowledge and he gave it to Israel. And he said afterwards he did converse with man upon the earth. Let's go back and read that, Baruch chapter 3. I hate to misquote anything coming from the scripture. You got to be on point. You got to have this word down pat. But let's run back to that Baruch chapter 3. And let's pick it up at 35 to 37. Let's see if we can deal with this just for a quick hot minute, brother.
Hallelujah. The book of Baruch chapter 3, verse 35 down to 37. Verse 35 reads, this is our Yahweh, and there shall none other be accounted of in comparison of him. Verse 36. He hath found out all the way of knowledge and hath given it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. Verse 37. Afterward, did he show himself upon earth and converse with man?
So he said afterwards, right? He showed himself upon earth and he conversed with men, right? But let's see when he did a whole lot of big talk. Yeah, brother, what crowd was surrounding him when he got busy? Before we go there, though, let's see how Yahweh gave it to him in the book of St. John 3, verse 34. How did Yahweh give it to him? And we found out he found out all the ways of knowledge. But let's second that emotion in St. John chapter 3, verse number 34. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
The book of St. John chapter
3,
verse 34. Verse 34 reads, for he whom Yahweh had sent speaketh the words of Yahweh, and Yahweh gave not the spirit by measure unto him.
So we find out that Yahweh the Son received all the weight of knowledge, now giving it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. So let's see if we can pull that out. He said Israel is his servant. And he say Israel is the one that he got a relationship with, right? Israel is his beloved. So let's see if we can pull it out in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. Let's see if we can get a name on who did he choose as his servant. Leviticus 25, 55, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
Okay, going to the book of Leviticus, going to chapter 25. Picking it up at verse 55.
Yes,
verse
sir.
55. For unto me, the family of Israel are servants. They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, polluted word for Mezzarim. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
They said unto me, the family of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel is my servant. They are the one that I brought forth out of Mizraim, polluted word for Egypt, the land of bondage. Let's see if we can second that emotion in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. From the Micaiah Israel, see Roya. Isaiah chapter 43. Let's peep at verse number 1. Isaiah 43, verse number 1.
Okay, going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Picking it up at verse 41.
Verse number 1. Isaiah 43, verse number 1.
Okay, 43, verse number 1. Verse 1 reads, "But now, thus says Yahweh, that created you, O Israel, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine."
So the one that he chose as his servant, by name is Israel. Now they say, well, you dilly-dallying in the old book. Let's see if we can go into the new book. Let's run to the book of Romans right quick, brother. Look at Romans 11, verse number 1. Let's see what we're working with here. Romans, make that Romans 9. Let's run to Romans chapter 9. Let's keep at verse number 4. We want to look at verse number 11. We ought to read down to verse number, Romans chapter 4. Chapter 9, verse number 4. And let's look at verse number 8. Romans 4, verse number, Romans 9, verse 4, and verse number 8. Come on, brother.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 4, and verse 8. Verse 4 reads, "Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the honor, and the covenant, and the giving of the Torah instruction, and the service of Yahweh, and the promise."
Verse 8.
"That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yahweh, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed."
So he said, the children of the promise, right? Those are the ones that is counted for the seed. And he said that Israel was given everything that Yahweh had to offer, right? We read that Yahweh the Son received all the ways of knowledge, and he gave it to none other than Israel. And then for the life of me, I keep trying to find out who else was part of the clique. But for the life of me, Brother Micaiah, I can't find nobody else that Yahweh ever dealt with. Let's see if we can read that in the book of Psalms. Psalm 147, verse number 19 and 20. Let's see if we can run this thing down right quick, because we know that we got a whole lot of ears and mouths out there saying what they received from the Most High Yahweh. But I say, what can we read all that good stuff you talking about? Because when I go in the scripture, Brother Micaiah, the only conversation that Yahweh is having is between him and the children of Israel. The book of Psalms 147, verse number 19 and 20. What are we working with here, Brother Micaiah?
Okay. The book of Psalms, picking up at 147, verses 19 and verse 20.
Yes, sir.
Verse 19, 3. "He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel." Verse 20. "He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them."
So Yahweh is on record, brother, saying that he have not dealt so with any other nation, and as for his judgments, he said, they really don't have a clue about what he working with. That's what he said. They really don't have a clue, so they should hold tight, get their speakers in order, and sit back and ride with V-O-T-T-Y. Because we was given this information from the Most High Yahweh, and we can read that he gave it to the 12 tribes of Israel. And let's see who is willing to word right now in the book of Romans chapter 3. Let's see who this word is lying in the hands of, as we can read it in Romans chapter 3. Brother Micaiah Israel, let's see if we can get a name on who did he leave in charge of this word. In Romans chapter 3, let's peep at 1 through 4. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
The book of Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
Yes,
verse
sir.
1 reads.
Mm-hmm.
What advantage then has Yada, polluted word Judah, or what profit is there of circumcision?
So we hold that point. We find out that the question is on the table, right? He said, what advantage have Yada, Judah, polluted word Jew? Now hold that point there, because we're gonna deal with that, but we need to deal with this word called Jew right quick. Let's write to the book of, I want to say, 2 Kings. Let me peep at it right quick. 2 Kings, somewhere around 16. Let me peep and see if I'm on point here. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 16. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal. Let's see if we can write this down right quick. So if we see when we read Romans 3, verse number 1, they got the polluted word J-E-W, right? But let's see if we can pull out how they came up with that J-E-W and where did it come from here, Brother Micaiah. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 16. Let's look at verse number 1, and we're going to drop down and read verse number 6.
Okay, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 16, reading verse 1 and verse 6.
Yes,
verse
sir.
Verse 1, read.
Mm-hmm.
17 year of Pekah, the son of Ramallah, Ahaz, the son of Japheth, king of Judah, polluted word for Yada, began to reign.
So this conversation is about Yada, Judah, polluted word Yada, Judah. Well, we can roll with that. But let's see how they knocked Yada, Judah out of the mix in verse number 6. Let's see what they came up with in verse number 6, brother.
The book of 2 Kings, chapter 16, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, at that time, risen king of Syria, recovered. He left to Syria and drove the Jews from Elath. And Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there until this day.
Well, I thought the conversation was about Yada, Judah. But somebody that slipped a monkey wrench in here, and they didn't put the word J-E-W-S. And we know that Jacob didn't produce no J-E-W-S, did he, brother?
That's right.
Jacob produced anybody that was named J-E-W-E-S in the book of Exodus chapter 1. Let's look at that. Let's see who did Jacob produce. The book of Exodus chapter 1. Let's look at 1 through 7. Let's see the name that of the children of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel in the book of Genesis 32, verse 28-30. Let's see, what was the name of his sons here? Now, if we read in 2 Kings 16, verse 1, the conversation was about Judah. Now, we're going to go see, is the boy named Judah, Yada, Judah, or is it named Jude? Let's see if we can get the answer to that question, Brother Micaiah, in the book of Exodus chapter 1. Let's look at verse number 1 through 7. Exodus 1, 1 through 7. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt. Polluted word, Mezarim. Polluted word for Mezarim. Every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Polluted word for Yada. Verse 3. Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4. Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5. And all the souls, bodies, that came out of the loins of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, were 70 souls, bodies. for Joseph was in Egypt. Put the word Mezarim already. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all their generations. Verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful, and increased abundantly, and multiplied, and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them.
So we read the name of the sons of Jacob, right? Whose name was changed to Israel. And we read about Judah, Yagdah, but ain't nobody named J-E-W in the mix. Now let's see if we can see how many sons did Jacob have. Let's see if we can get a number. In the book of Genesis 49, verse number 1. And let's peep at Genesis 49, verse 1 and verse 28, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's see if we can get a number on how many boys did Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, how many did he produce by number?
Okay, the book of Genesis, chapter 49, picking it up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Israel called unto his son and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you. Verse 2, gather yourselves together and hear you, sons of Israel, and hearken unto Israel your father. Verse 3.
Verse number 28. Verse 28. Let's get that number.
28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. This is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessings, he blessed them.
So he produced 12 boys, right? That produced 12 tribes or 12 lineages. Now let's see, how is it that you become part of this bloodline? Let's run to the book of Genesis chapter 15. Let's see how, what the only way you could be claiming an inheritance of Israel here in the book of Genesis chapter 15, verse number 1 through 4. How is the only way you can get into the clan, that's so to speak? How can you become part of this prestigious group called the 12 tribes of Israel? You know, the one that the Most High say he chose, the one that he gave all his information to, according to what we can read. Book of Genesis 15, verse number 1 to 4. How do you become part of this group? How do you become part of this clan, brother?
Book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, after these things, the word of Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Verse 2, and Abram said, Yahweh, what will you give me? Then I go child of my house is this Eleazar of Damascus. Verse 3, and Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. Verse 4, and behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir.
So in order to be part of the clique, of the group, of the nation of Israel, you got to be born according to the bloodline, right? You got to come through the bloodline. But let's run back to that Romans. Let's get back on that Romans chapter 3 there. Let's pick it back up at verse 1, 1 through 4. Let's see what we're working with here. So we find out that when we see this word called J-E-W, you know, they removed Yagdah Judah, and they gave you Mr. J-E-W, right? But we at V-O-T-T-Y. We understand the move that was made because we can go back in the scripture and prove that Jacob didn't have no boy called J-E-W. The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse number 1 through 4. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
The book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, what advantage then has the Jew polluted word for Yada, Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision?
So we find out that whenever we see this word circumcision, it's always pointing to the fourth son, Yada Judah, with his companions, Benjamin and Levi. So up under the banner of Yada, you have three tribes, Benjamin and Levi and Yada Judah. We find out that he has an advantage, right? Let's see what advantage you have in verse number 2. What advantage do Yada Judah have?
Okay. Verse 2 reads, the book of Romans, chapter 3, picking up at verse 2. Verse 2 reads, much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh.
Hold on. You mean that Yahweh committed this, all this information unto Yahdar Judah? Is that what we're reading here? He said, unto them were committed the word of Yahweh. Is that what we read here? Verse number 3. Come on, read verse number 3. What did he say?
The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3 reads, for what if some did not believe?
Hold on. He said, now, what if some, well, we know if many of them don't believe it, even though they read it in black and white, they still can't understand about the 12 tribes of Israel, right? He said, what if some did not believe? Come on.
What if some did not believe? Did that unbelief make the covenant of Yahweh without effect?
He said, just because they can't see this thing, do that make what Yahweh got going on of none effect? Meaning, everything his words say is disannulled. Is that so? Verse number 4, what did he say, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, Yahweh forbid. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, Yahweh forbid, let Yahweh be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your saying, and might overcome when you are judged.
So he said that Yahweh forbid, right? He said, yay, let Yahweh be true, but every man a liar. That means he pointed to the other 17 nations and he said that they are nothing but liars. Let's see if we can find out who is the chief liar, Brother Micaiah, of the 17 nations. Who is chief among them in the book of Psalm 58? And let's peep at verse number 3. Psalm 58, verse number 3. Who is the chief liar among the 17 nations here, brother?
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 58, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies.
So he said the wicked, right? They are estranged. He said from the womb, right? He said they go astray as soon as they be born. And the first utterance that come out of their mouth, from their tongue, is Yahweh say, gotta be a lie, right? But let's see if we can pinpoint who is this wicked by name in the book of Job. The book of Job 9, verse 24. Let's see if we can run that down right quick. The book of Job 9, verse 24. Who is this wicked that Yahweh say was a strain from the womb, and he came out, and the first utterance out of his mouth was a lie? The book of Job 9, verse 24. Come on, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
Okay. The book of Job, what, chapter 9, verse 24?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
So he said the earth have been given into the hand of the wicked, right? He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he? Who is he? So they say the earth was given into the hand of the wicked. Now let's see who got the blessing about in the book of Genesis. Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's turn to Genesis 27. Let's see if we can roll this out a little bit different than we usually do. We want to run to the book of Genesis chapter 27. We want to peep at Genesis 27. We want to pick it up at verse 28. Let's see what happened in Genesis chapter 27, verse 38 to 41. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy. We want to look at this from a different perspective here. Genesis 27, verse 38. To 41, Brother Micaiah Israel of Seed Royal.
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 38 to 41. Verse 38 reads, and Esau said unto his father, has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifts up his verse 39.
Hold on. This conversation is about Esau, right? And he ran to his father and say, I need a blessing too. Verse 39. Let's see how this rolled out, brother. Verse 39.
Verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth.
Hold on, man. That's a powerful statement. Jacob said that His blessing would be the fatness of the earth, right? Is that what he said? Let's run back to Job chapter 9, verse 24. Let's see if we can tie this in right quick, brother. Job 9, verse 24. Let's see if we can make this make sense. Before we go to Job, there's a statement in the book of Isaiah I need to pull out right about now. Let the listening audience, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel that is scattered to the four corners of the globe get a clear understanding about how we operate at VOTTY, brother. Let's run to the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, and verse number 4. Let's see if we can give them a clear idea about how we operate at VOTTY, brother. Isaiah 32, verse number 4.
The book of Isaiah. Chapter 32, verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, the mind also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammers shall be ready to speak plainly.
So he said that the mouth of the stammerer shall be ready to do what?
Ready to
speak
this thing
plainly, right? Mm-hmm. So we at VOTY, we make it make clear sense, right? But let's run back to that Job chapter 9, verse 24. Let's see if we can run this a little bit different. Job 9, verse 24. I want you to read that first sentence. The first sentence there. Job 9, verse 24.
Okay. The book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
Hold on. The earth was given into the hand of the wicked, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's run back to Genesis 27, verse 39. Let's see if we can tie this in and make it plain, brother. Genesis 27, verse 39.
Okay.
Read 38 and 39. Let's get a name on the table. 38 and 39.
Okay. We're going back to the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 38. It will be verse 39.
Yes, sir.
Verse 38 reads, and Esau said unto his father, has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39.
And he lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 39, what did he say?
Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac, it said unto him, behold, your dwelling should be defenders of the earth.
So Esau got a blessing, and his blessing was the fatness. He got the fatness of the earth, huh? And Yahweh and Job said the earth been given into the hand of the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
Okay. Behold, your dwelling should be fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. 41.
Verse 41, come on.
And Esau hated Israel because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
So two things we are clear about, right? That Esau mm-hmm. received the fatness of the earth, right? And mm-hmm. Yahweh said the earth was given into the hand of the wicked. And another thing that he received was the power of the sword, right? And if we look around and see what is the power of the sword today, we find out that it is that old ammunition thing that they got plenty of, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can tie this in Revelation, the book of Revelation 13. Let's see if we can tie this in. Let's see if we can pinpoint a few things. Book of Revelation chapter 13, brother. We're just going to take this thing in a different direction than we would normally take it, and see if we can make it plain. The book of Revelation chapter 13. Let me see where I want to start just at. Let's look at Revelation 13, and we're going to pick it up at verse number 11. We're going to read 11 through 14. Revelation 13, verse number 11 through 14, Brother Micaiah Israel, a seed royal.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 11 through 14. Verse 11 reads, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon.
Hold that. Now we got to look at this very plainly here. He said, I beheld another beast, right, coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. But when he opened up his mouth, when he made his move, it was like a dragon. Now let's see who is this dragon. Let's see if we can pinpoint it in Revelation chapter 12. And let's look at verse number 3 and verse number 9. Book of Revelation 12, verse 3, verse number 9, Brother Micaiah Israel, see you royal.
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse number 3 and verse number 9. Verse 3 reads, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon.
Hold that. He said, now there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, what kind of dragon?
A great red dragon.
So we talking the color red, right? Now let's see how he operated verse number 9. So we talking red dragon, right? Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9. Let's see how this dragon operate here and where you get this power from. Revelation 12, verse number 9. What do you say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his ministering spirits, his angels, were cast out with him.
So he said that this red dragon, right? He got some titles that he tried to avoid, right? Called the devil and Satan. Is that what we read here?
That's what we read.
He said that he deceived the whole world, right? Mm-hmm. And let's go back to that book of Job right quick. Let's see if we can make it make sense. Make it plain, Brother Micaiah. Job 9:27. So let's see one thing he did that caused the whole world to be deceived in book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. Job 9, verse 24. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
Okay, the book of Job, chapter 9, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, the earth is given unto, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges thereof. If not, were, and who is he?
So he says the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Given into the hands of the wicked. And he covered the judges. Is that what he said? Let's see if we can pinpoint. He covered the faces of the judges. So let's run to the book of First Maccabees. Brother Micaiah Israel, is he right? The book of First Maccabees, chapter 1. And let's peep at verse number, let's look at verse number 1. First Maccabees 1:1. Let's see what's going on with this.
Okay. The book of First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and it happened after that Alexander, the son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Kedar in me, that he reigned in his stead, and let me see, the first over Greece.
So let's see if we can make it a little bit plainer there. Let's run to Daniel. Daniel chapter 8. So he said,
we have a little concern about probably spotty accusation, but thus this close, that thing goes off. Let's just say for my twilight years, I saw me living out my days on a pleasure trip in a hammock built.
Let's run to the book of Daniel right quick, brother. Yeah, we're gonna pull back and we're going to see if the seer is ready to roll. Book of Daniel chapter 8. Because he said he reigned the first over Greece. After that, he had took care of Darius of the Medes and Persians. So let's see if we can make it a little bit clearer there in the book of Daniel chapter 8. And let's pick it up at verse number 1. Daniel chapter 8, verse number 1. Brother Micaiah Israel, the seer Roy.
The book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 1 reads, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2, and I saw in the vision, and it came to pass, when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai.
Verse number 3, come on. Mm-hmm.
I lift up my eyes and saw, and behold, for the river, a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the highest came of last.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 4, I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great.
Go ahead, read on. Verse 5.
Read 4 again.
Verse number 5, come on. Getting all distractions around here.
Verse 5. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west of the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Verse 6. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. Verse 7, and I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him.
So he was smoked. Hold on. He was moved with choler against him. Go ahead. Go ahead, read on.
And smote the ram and break his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stuck and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Verse 8. Therefore, the he goat was very great, and when he was strong, the great horse was broken, and for it came up four notable ones towards the four winds of heaven.
Hold that point. Let's just get to the point in verse number 20 and 21.
Verse 20 and 21. 20 reads, the ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of Judah and Persia. Verse 21. And the rough goat is the king of Greece. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king.
All right, Brother Micaiah Israel, we're gonna pull this back, and we're gonna go and see if still Israel is ready to roll. So we're gonna say, still Israel, yeah, I'll be with you. See you. Still Israel, yeah, I'll be with you. See you.
That's great.
See Israel of see Royal. Yahweh be with you, see ya. See Israel of see Royal. Yahweh be with you, see ya. Well, I'm not getting no response, brother, so I guess we gotta keep it moving. So we find out that the one that took down the Medes and the Persian was the one up under the banner of Greece, right? We find
That's
out
right.
The one, the first king, according to 1 Maccabees, let's run back to that. 1 Maccabees 1, verse 1.
Okay, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, it had happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Chedom, had smitten Darius, king of the Persians, that he reigned in his stead, the first over Greece.
And we know that Alexander came out of the bloodline of Esau and his five sons, right?
That's right.
And let's see if we can pinpoint, how did he cover the faces of the judges? In the book of 1 Maccabees 3:48. Let's see how, because Job said the wicked had been given the earth, right? And he covered the faces of the judges. So let's see how he covered the faces of the judges in 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse number 48. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal.
The book of 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 48. Verse 48 reads, and laid open the book to our instruction, wherein the heathen, the nation, had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
So he said that they painted the likeness of their images. And anytime you go and look for images of biblical persona, right? The image that you see. Let's see what image you see in the book of Genesis 25:25. When you go looking for the image of the biblical person, the people of the Bible, right? Let's see what image you're going to see in Genesis 25:25, Brother Micaiah. What is the image? Genesis 25:25.
The book of Genesis, Verse 25 reads, "And the first came out red, all over, like his hairy garment, and they called his name Esau."
Say the first came out red all over, right? Like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. So the one that is red and stringy hair is the five sons of Esau, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's hold that back. Let me see if I can deal with this disturbance. I want to reach out to Elder Tia for C. Roy. Elder, is you there?
Frustration
in the issue. Elder T.S. of C. Roy, are you there? Dear Israel of C. Roy, are you there? All right. I don't know who keep popping that on, but it's totally disturbing to, and get me off my train here. Trying to throw me off my track here. But nevertheless, we find out that we found out that the image that they laid open the book according to First Maccabees chapter 3:48. Let's go back and read that, Brother Micaiah. The book of 1 Maccabees 3:48. Let's see if we can get back on track here.
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3:48.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 48 reads, "And laid open the book of the Torah instruction, wherein the heathen, the nations, had sought to paint the likeness of their images."
It said they laid open the book of the, and it reads, "They laid open the books of the Torah instructions wherein the heathen and sought to paint the likeness of their image." And we find out that the image that came up after the disposal of the Medes and the Persians was Alexander. And Alexander was part of the five sons of Esau. And we find out that Esau is red and have stringy hair, right? But let's see what the judge of the Bible, let's see what his appearance was in the book of Revelation. We get back to where we was at, but we got to deal with all kinds of things around here tonight. So we're going to swing around the block and see if we can come back and get back on point here, bro. Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1.
Okay, book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "The revelation of Yahuwah the Son, which Yahuwah the Father gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his ministering spirit unto his servant, Yahuwah John."
Let's keep at verse number 10. What did that say?
10 reads, "I was in the spirit on Yahuwah's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet."
Mm-hmm. Verse number 12, what did he say?
Verse 12, "And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks."
Now, who is this concerning in verse number 1? Revelation 1:1. Who is this conversation concerning here?
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "The revelation of Yahuwah the Son."
That's all we need. So this is the revelation of Yahuwah the Son. And we find out that somebody covered the faces of the judges. And we find out the image that they came up with was red and stringy hair, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what Yahweh the Son, what his appearance is in verse number 14. Verse 14, 14 and 15, Brother Micaiah, Israel. Pick it up at 13. 13 and 14, come on.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 13, starting at verse 13. 13 reads, "And in the midst of the seven candlesticks are like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire."
So, hold on. So the hair on his head and the hair on his face was woolly, and it was white, right? Verse number 15, what did he say?
15 read.
Mm-hmm.
"And his feet like unto fine bronze, brass, as if they burnt in a furnace. And his voice is the sound of many waters."
So his feet was like unto fine brass, right?
Mm-hmm.
As if it had burnt in a furnace. So his appearance was that he was a very dark brown man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had woolly gray hair. But they covered mm-hmm. the faces of the judges. And if you mm-hmm. Go to any religious institution, you find out who is guilty. Who was the one that came up with this image that the world is bowing down to? But on that note, Brother Micaiah Israel, we see we got some reinforcement in the room. So you want to pick it up from that point and carry on with the broadcast, brother?
Yeah, I got some things that I can go over. Yeah, Yahweh lead.
All right, it's in your head. Young Lion from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Thank you, Elder. Thank you very much. Who are we have in the room? So I can know who all in the room right now.
You got Elder Tibbs on the line. Mother D.F. is on the line. And I believe that's Sister D. from Detroit. I believe is on the line there, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, hallelujah. Well, Mother D, Yahweh bless you. Mother D, C. Roy. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh be with you, Brother Micaiah, Young Lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to kick it off at some Luke 12:12, and let's put that on the table and see how y'all quality say.
Okay. Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And we at VOTTY believe that, moving off the righteous spirit. And let's see what else that righteous spirit that does. Mother D, let's go to Luke. And we'll go to chapter 14. John, now we'll go to John 14. Pick it up at verse 26.
Okay. John chapter 14, verses 26, and mm-hmm. it reads, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you."
Okay, so this conference will bring all things back to our remembrance, huh? Okay, mm-hmm. we got Sister D. Israel. Yahweh bless you, C. Roy. We got Sister D on the line. Okay.
From out of Detroit, I guess.
Okay, we got Elder Tibbs. Let me see what we got, Elder Tibbs. I think we're getting Elder Tibbs. Look like it's me and you, Mother Mother D. So let's see what we have to say in the book of Isaiah, chapter 48. And actually chapter 40, give me 46, and read me verses 8 down to 10. And I'll be doing some reading with you too, Mother, Mother D.
Please tell me to go to Isaiah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We'll go to Isaiah. We'll go to chapter 46, and we're going to pick it up verses 8 down to 10. And let's see what this righteous spirit brings back all things to remembrance. Let's see what else we can preach up about this remembrance.
Isaiah chapter 46,
mm-hmm.
8 to 10.
8 to 10, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8 to 10, verse 8 reads, remember this and show yourself, men, bring it again to mind, all you transgressors, sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Okay,
remember, remember the former things of old.
So
for
say,
I am Yahweh.
Let me cut in right here, Mother D. So he's telling us that remember this and show yourself men. Say you remember. So he tells us to remember the days of old, right? Remember the former things of old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who's saying this? You can pick it back up where you left off at.
Okay. Verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for
mm-hmm.
I am Yahweh, and
mm-hmm.
there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So Yahweh letting us know that remember the things of old, right? So
mm-hmm.
we want to remember it, right? And let's get a precept on this remembrance about the man that's declaring the end from the beginning. Let's see what he has
mm-hmm.
to say in the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to pick it up at chapter 32. We're going to pick it up. We're going to pick it up at verse 6. Make it sound good. Read down to verse 7.
Deuteronomy 32, verses 6 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 reads, do you thus require Yahweh, O foolish people, and
mm-hmm.
unwise? Is not he your father that has brought you? Has he not made you and established you? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your
mm-hmm.
elder, and they will tell you.
Hallelujah. So Yahweh wants us to remember the days of old, right?
Yeah.
And we're dealing with the scriptures. We're dealing with the mental spirit that's going to bring all things back to your remembrance, right?
Right.
So let's see the things that has to be brought back to our remembrance. Let me see if we run this down. And I'm looking for something, Mother, in the book of Jubilee, where he said, where he told Jacob, something about bringing things back to your remembrance. And let's see right now. We run that down.
I think it's 32.
Is it
32? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, Brother Micaiah.
Hallelujah.
Jubilee 32, 25, if you want to get to the point.
Okay, that's exactly where we're going to, getting right to the point. But, Mother E-L, Israel. I'm going to read this one right here. I'm going to read at the book of Jubilee, chapter 32, and I'm going to pick it up at verse 21, and I'm going to read down. I get my point. Verse 20, I'll read. And he saw with a vision of the night, and behold, and ministering spirit descended from heaven with seven tablets in his hand. And he gave them to Jacob, and he read them, and knew all that was written therein, which would befall him and his sons throughout all the ages. Verse 22. And he showed him all that was written on the tablet, and said unto him, do not build this place, and do not make it an eternal sanctuary, eternal temple, and do not dwell here, for this is not their place. Go to the house of Abraham your father and dwell with Isaac your father until the day the death of your father. Kick it down to verse 24. Fear not, for as you have seen and read it, thus will it all be, and do you write down everything as you have seen and read. Verse 25. And Jacob said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen? And he said unto him, I will bring all things to your remembrance. So when it comes things that B-O-T-T-Y, we read this book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12, knowing that this righteous spirit teaches what to say at the same hour. But we also, this righteous spirit will bring all things back to your remembrance. And we see that our Father,
the other
person knows that number. He brought all things back. Yahweh brought all things back to his remembrance, and we see how he worked that through his ministering spirit, right? So it was something that came across my mind when I heard the elder speaking earlier. It's coming across my mind now. He's talking about the name Israel. And it's something I wanted to put on the table. About his name Israel. Let's see, yeah, what I had to say about this name Israel and where we get his name from. And Mother D, we go pick it up at the book of Genesis, chapter. Pick it up at Genesis. We go pick it up at verse chapter 28. We go pick it up at verse 32. Go, give me Genesis chapter 32 and pick it up at verse 24. Let's go read down about, yes, ma'am. Book of Genesis chapter 32, pick it up at verse 34. And we're going to read down until we get our point about his name, Israel. Where we get his name.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, reads, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 28. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has you power with Yahweh and with men, and has prevailed.
Hallelujah. So we now know that Yahweh, he was wrestling. And he and throughout his wrestling he prevailed, right? But in that he got a blessing out of that. He got a name. What did he say in verse What did he say in verse 25-27? And read me verse 20. Same book, Genesis 32, verse 25-27 and verse 28.
Genesis 32:25-27-28, verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And mm-hmm. the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 27.
So, hold on, Mother D, hold on. So he wrestled with him until his thigh was the hollow of his thigh was out of joint. But at the same mm-hmm. time, you pay attention, he prevailing with, he refusing to give up. So mm-hmm. what he asked in verse, what he say in verse 26 as he wrestles with this menacing spirit all through the night?
Okay, verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me.
So he said he ain't going to let him go until he get his what?
Blessing.
So he prevailed and he fought with him all the way until he got his blessing. What's his blessing?
28.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but mm-hmm. Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with Yahweh and with men, and hast prevailed.
Okay, so when we're using the name Israel, right? So we know mm-hmm. that's a last name, right? And let's mm-hmm. see, what else he has to say over there in the book of Genesis, and we're gonna pick it up at Genesis chapter 35. We're gonna read verse 9 all the way down to 12.
Say, so, Brother Micaiah.
Hallelujah. What?
Yeah, you got Mother E on the line as well. She's on the line.
Okay.
Now. All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What? All right.
Okay. You say Genesis 35, verses 9 and 10.
Yes, you can give me verse 9 and 10. Yeah, just verse 9 and 10 and do just right.
Genesis 35, verses 9 and 10, verse 9 reads, and Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paramdam.
Paramdam.
And blessed him, verse 10. And Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel. Yahweh.
He called his name Israel, right? Okay. So he said, your name should no more be called Jacob, but your name should be called Israel. So every time you hear the name Israel, you know you're hearing the name that was a blessed name, right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's see what Yahweh had to say in the book of Numbers. We're going to work our way up through this and see how Yahweh leads us in this. And we're going to go to book of Numbers. And we're going to pick it up at chapter 6. We're going to read verse 22 down to 27. And say, Mother E, Yahweh bless you, Mother E. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, Mother E, C. Roy.
Yahweh be with you, Brother Micaiah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And Mother E, you can help me out to go to the book of Numbers. Let's go to chapter 6. And we're going to read verse 22 down to 27. We're trying to get understanding about this name Israel. And see why we use this name Israel. What's where his name came from, what's the meaning of his name, where his name come from, how we get down to this name Israel. But we were trying to figure out, you know, everybody call themselves everything else. We want to get to understanding about this blessed name. This name is blessed. Why it's so important that we use his name Israel. So we're going to read the book of Numbers, chapter 3, and verse 22 down to 27. What a read, Mother E. Mother E, stay there.
And the Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying,
okay. What did he say?
Speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. The Yahweh make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26. Mm-hmm. And the Yahweh lifted up his countenance unto thee
and give you peace. Mm-hmm.
And give thee peace. Verse 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Hallelujah. So once you get the name on you, then you get the blessing, right?
Right.
And once, he said, once you got the name on you, then you got the blessing. So
right.
Let me see, can I down what he had to say about in the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah.
We want to make sure we know and hearing this correct, that once you got the name on you, then you got the blessing, right? I'm trying to run down. If you don't have the name on you, then you're doing a, let's see, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15, Mother D.
66.
And if you don't have the name on you, then you're okay with doing a Isaiah chapter 66, verse 15. And you're all right with that.
Isaiah 65, verse 15.
Thank you there, Mother. Mm-hmm. You see, that's why we always got our elders and our mothers around for these reasons. Drag us up. Chapter 65, we want to read verse 15. Yes. We'll find out if you leave your name, and you don't hold on to your name, then what you doing, C. Roy? What we got on the table? What we see now?
Okay. I'm going to read it over again. And the Yahweh shall lead your name for a curse. Isaiah 65:15.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you shall lead your name for a curse unto my chosen. For the Yahweh shall slay thee and call his servant by another name.
So you leave your name, you leave your name for a curse. You're not leaving your name to get another blessing, because ain't no other blessing after that. You left your name for a curse. So every time you go around and you call yourself by these other names that's not on the record, everything is written in the record. We can read. We go right back and we can read the record. Word of Yahweh, we can see exactly what it's saying here. And he let us know, if you leave your name, that name that he gave to our father, Israel, then you leave your name for a curse. That means you did a, you put yourself in a, let me see if we run this down. Mother D.
Mm-hmm.
You want the book of Deuteronomy. Let me take a peek at it. We're going to read verse 37.
Deuteronomy 28:37.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, and you shall become an astonishment,
uh-huh,
a proverb.
That's right.
And a byword among all nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
So now we come to find out. Now you become a proverb. Now you become a byword. Every nation on earth will call you this thing. And you do this to your own hurt. You know, we do it to ourselves. By not, I say to your hurt. Matter of fact, let's read some about that. Mother Eve. You can take me to Jeremiah chapter 7.
Okay.
We're going to read Jeremiah, we're going to read chapter 7. And we're going to pick it up at verse 4. Actually, we're going to read verses, we're going to read verse 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to see why she is where we're doing this to ourselves. We're going to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to read chapter 7. We're going to read verse 4, 5, and 6. Why I say we've done this to our hurt.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 4, 5, and 6. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 4. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of the Yahweh of thee,
mm-hmm,
verse 5. If you through amend, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doing, if you thoroughly execute judgment, see, between a man and his neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Hold on, Mother. We're going to deal with that that word next one time. Mother D, so we can put it on the table. We don't get no misunderstanding about who the neighbor they talking about right here. So we're going to go to the book of Leviticus. Mother D, you can help me out, turn the book of Leviticus. We'll go to chapter 19. And may you give me pick it up at verse 17. In verse 18.
Leviticus 19:17,
yes, ma'am,
and 18.
Yes, ma'am. We'll get understanding about who this neighbor is.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 17 and 18. Verse 17 reads, thou shalt not hate your brother in thy
mm-hmm.
mind. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor
mm-hmm.
and not suffer sin upon him or her.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. You shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people,
mm-hmm.
but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am
mm-hmm.
Yahweh.
Okay, now pick it up at, give me verse 1 and 2 so we can know who he was talking to about this neighbor.
Right. Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous. For I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous,
So we know that
after that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Hallelujah. So we know that that's the big alphabet boy. So we know that right now that
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
All right. Live, and the foxtail have been lit, the curtain have went up. And one thing we do know, heard in the background real good that the young lion and our elder was holding down in grand style, and that's the way it is. See, one thing about it, the fox tail have been lit, and the curtain have went up, and one thing we do know that the word is going forward, and it's causing a lot of problems all over the world. But one thing about it, we knew these days was going to come. Someone said, Yahweh be with y'all, and young lion and the elder y'all held down in grand style, and we was on the conference call, and we was bottom line, we'll talk about it another time, but one thing about it, I keep telling those saying one thing, you gotta learn as much as you can as fast as you can, and know one thing, we meet our own land school banquet hall and a radio station, and it's gonna escalate even more, no doubt about it. So we're going to say, Yahweh be with you all. We're going to bring our elder in and let you know we've been bringing this broadcast. And he'll tell you all about it. And then we'll see if we find out, should we get in or let young lion continue. We don't know what's going on, but right now my microphone has been released to talk some. So, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you want to let everybody know who broadcast this is? But according to the big dignitaries, we know it's their broadcast, but so happened we own it for the next hour or so. Elder Mr. Tibbs, y'all quite busy there, see you right. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Seer, this is our radio broadcast. We going to nuke him. Oh, okay. All right. Young Lion, Bo McKay, where I'm hearing you, you was holding down in grand style, you and the elder, Bo McKay. Yahweh bless you, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, sir. Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah,
Bo McKay. It's not to me you was holding down in grand style, and that's the way it is, and I like it. I keep telling you, I like it. Whoever can throw it out, and one thing about it, we gotta get past being a parakeet and able to throw this thing down in grand style. So we know you was holding down in grand style, and
the elder had your back, and you had the elder's back, and that's what it's all about. And once we're able to do these things globally, then Yahuwah will show the next move, because everything has to unfold itself. Brother Micaiah, what was you teaching on there, Brother Micaiah? Let me see. Should I get in or should I give him a sideline? What's going on? You tell old Seer what's going on. If you already got the hammer down in Grand Style, what you on there, Brother Micaiah? Back at your Seer standing by. Come on.
Well, we just finishing up reading about what our man was said about to your hurt. And we was just getting a little precept in on the neighbors that we was reading in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, picking up at verse 4 and verse 5. But we was just running it down to your hurt, what Israel done to themselves according to when Yahuwah bringing things back to our remembrance about us remembering our name, Israel.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I do. Let me just stand by, and you go ahead and wrap up what you was on, then we throw a little bit of something in after you are completed. You got the mothers on the line. You got the mothers on the line. According to what I'm seeing now, you got the mothers on the line. So whatever you was on, you go ahead and continue, and I'll ride shotgun until. So you go ahead and do what you got to do. You're on the line. You're back on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Hallelujah, see Israel, see Roy. Okay, we just got done reading something now. I think we had Mother D just got done finishing up the book of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17 and 18. And we just found out that the neighbor that we're reading about in the book of Jeremiah chapter 7, that was at verse 5. At the end of verse 5 was Israel. Israel was the neighbor that they were referring to, right? So what do you mean when we say verse 6, Mother E? You pick that Jeremiah chapter 7 and pick it up at verse 6.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
If you open not this stranger,
mm-hmm,
the fatherless and the widows,
mm-hmm,
and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other false Yahuwah to
mm-hmm
your hurt.
So he says, if you don't walk after all these false Yahuwahs, and if you don't oppress the stranger, you know, the fatherless, the widow, don't shed no innocent blood. Nothing's going to happen to your hurt. So what do you mean by that when he says to your hurt? You know, because this is where everything is seen. Like we get to following things. We get things coming our way towards our hurt based off what we did. So let's read Mother D in the book of Jeremiah. I want you to pick it up at verse 4. Read me verse, chapter 4, read me verse 22. Read me chapter 4, verse 22.
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse
mm-hmm
22 reads, For my people is foolish. They
mm-hmm
have not known me. They
mm-hmm
are Scottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So he says, his people, right? He said they to do good. I mean, he said they don't know to do good. He said they
mm-hmm
foolish people. So before
mm-hmm
we go into, you know, this one, it's a bare record. Let me see. Let me get a rundown on who is God people in the book of Daniel. We're going to pick it up at chapter 9, verse 19, Mother E. We can put on the table, he's talking about thy people. We want to know who his people is. We want to have the whole world think he's talking about them. And everybody know clearly what the record states in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19. Who is thy people?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 19. Verse 19 and verse 20. Daniel chapter 9, verse 19 and verse 20. Daniel chapter 9, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, O Yahweh, hear, O Yahweh. Forgive, O Yahweh. Hearken, listen, and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my Yahweh, for your city and your people are called by your name. Verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Yahweh, for the righteous mountain of my Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now, before he says, the people that's called by his name, right? Thy people ain't called by his name, right? Now, let's see if we pull that. We never know how this will turn out. But let's see how we can pull this out in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. And let me get verse 5, Mother E. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Get there.
Mm-hmm. Take your time. You'll see these people that's called by his name.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Verse 5 reads.
What do we read?
One shall say, I am the Yahweh, and another shall call himself by the name of Israel, Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Israel.
Okay, so we know that you got to surname yourself by the name of Israel, right?
Right.
Okay, now let me see how I call. Okay, let me get, I'm looking for a key point in the book of Isaiah where he said about his name being called Israel, Jacob being called, the name was changed to Israel. Now, can someone help me out here find this? It's in the book of Isaiah.
Chapter 44th chapter. 41st chapter, 44th chapter, the 45th chapter of Isaiah. You got three hits to get that.
Mm-hmm. Let me get Isaiah chapter 45. And let me get give me verse 3 and verse 4. Mother D.F. Israel.
Isaiah chapter 45, verses 3 and 4. Let it read. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret place, that you may know that I, Yahweh, which call you by your name, am Yahweh of Israel. Verse 4. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel. Now, do I want to say Jacob then?
For Israel, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect. You can read it the way it is right now.
Okay. I'm reading it over. Verse 4. Isaiah 45, verse 4. for Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me.
So he's from Israel, right? So in the course of the book of we got done reading that we want to know who his people was, right? He said, thy people, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 22. So thy people we know to be Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And refused to do good. We're trying to run down to my hurt, right? So what does he say good refused to do? The book of Romans. We'll pick it up in chapter 7, verse 12 and verse 16. Let's see what our cause Israel to their hurt. He said, to our hurt. We're trying to find out what he mean by that. So we're going to get out of Romans, chapter 7. We're going to read verse 12 and verse 16. The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12, 16. Mother Eve. We're trying to figure out what is to my hurt. What he said, they ain't want to do no good. What do you mean by that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verse 22? But to do good, they have no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a knowledge but to do good. What's this good he's referring to?
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, the Torah instructions are righteous.
Mm-hmm.
And the Torah instructions righteous and just and good.
And good.
Verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Was then that which is good made death unto me? That
now
was
mother,
forbid.
Yeah, verse 16, Mother Eve.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, verse 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Torah instruction that it is good.
What's the good that we can read? Of course, the Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16. What's the good that the children of Israel refused to do that they had no knowledge of? The first five books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We come to find out. Let's get a case in point. Let's get a second witness on this good they refuse to do, right? We will go to get it from the heavenly tablets in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 25. We got it in the back of the book. Let's get it in the front of the book and let's see where Paul pulled this from when he was talking to the Northern King. In the book of Deuteronomy. We'll read chapter 6. We'll pick it up at verse 25. Mother D, Israel, C. Roy. What you reading over there?
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 reads, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. So if you do these Torah instructions, then you do good. But if you don't do these Torah instructions, then you're not doing no good.
Right.
It do you good, Israel, if you do these things. But let's pick it up at Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 4 through 6. And I'm going to ask Mother E, we're going to the book of Jeremiah. We'll go to read chapter 25, verses 4 down to 6. And we're going to get an understanding about, remember, Israel don't want to do what's good. What's right in the Yahweh, they don't want to do the Torah instructions, the first five books. Yahweh say these things cause us to our hurt. And let's see what caused these things to our hurt. What type of distance we put in ourselves. And in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, 4 through 6. I mean, verses 4 through 6.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, verses 4 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 4. And the Yahweh has sent unto you all his servants, the seers, rising early and sending them. But you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear.
So here we go. We got Mother, hold on real fast, Mother. We got Yahweh letting us know that he sent all his servants to seers, right? He didn't say they was, he said as up early.
Right.
He said Israel, you still haven't hearkened to them, right? Now, we're going to go back and read it. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7, he let it be known that he spoke to all the seers, right?
Right.
He revealed the truth into the seers. So we had a case of point to jot about that early. Pick it up and finish reading, Mother E.
They said, turn you again now, everyone, from his evil ways and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land that the Yahweh has given unto you and to your father forever and ever.
Verse no, hold six. On, Mother. No, Mother, he said that the seers came to them. They were telling them to turn away from their evil ways, right?
Right.
He said they were telling them about their evil doing. He said this is the way they can possess and dwell in the land. Okay. So he said the seers told them these things. That's what the seers came to tell them, right? Okay,
right.
Hallelujah. Okay, verse 6.
Verse 6. And go not after other Yahweh, false Yahweh, to serve them and to worship them. And provoke me not to anger with the works of your hand, and I will do you no hurt.
Oh, so there we go, Yahweh said, I do you no hurt. If you don't go serve no false Yahuwahs, right?
Okay,
but if you do that, you go provoke him into anger, right?
Right.
And with the work of your hands. So he's saying the work of your hands, Israel, you provoke Yahuwah to anger when you serve these false Yahuwahs.
Right.
He said you when you worship him. So what Yahuwah say in the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 13? Mother G, what Yahweh had to say while Israel going out and getting caught up and doing these things? In the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 13, let's see what Yahweh had to say.
Exodus, chapter 23, verse 13. And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention. Make no mention of the name of others, false Yahweh. Neither let it be heard out of your mouth.
So Yahweh let us know what do you say? What do you say right there, Mother? What did he say? He say be circumspect.
Yeah.
Tell him to be careful, right? Take heed to what man said, right? He tell him make a list of the name of false Yahweh, right?
Right.
He said that's to your hurt, right?
Yeah.
All this is to your hurt. So we're gonna go back and read the book of Jeremiah chapter 6, chapter 25, verse 7. You can go back to the Jeremiah for me, Mother E. And give me 25 and give me verse 7.
Okay. Look at Jeremiah, chapter 25, verse 7. Jeremiah 25, verse 7. Yet you have not hearkened unto me, said the Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hand to your own earth.
So Yahweh said, you have provoked him into great anger at the work of our own hands, to our own work.
So we done this to ourselves with our own work. So when you see all the things that's going on, know that Israel, all you got to do is just do the works of Yahuwah. Our mother, D, can you give me the book of Ezra, chapter 2? Book of Ezra, second Ezra, chapter 7, and we're going to read verse 21. We'll go to the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. And we're going to find out what Israel is doing to their own hurt. That's something. We talk this to ourselves, see, Roy. False Yahuwah, and we want to Mother E, give me hold Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 7 for me. After Mother get done reading me, Mother G get done reading me this Ezra, second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21.
Oh, second Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. For Yahuwah has given straight Torah instruction to such as Cain. What they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So Yahuwah gave us the Torah instruction for punishment, but Israel refused to believe. Israel wanted to provoke Yahuwah to anger, but he gave it to Israel, these Torah instructions. And all we want to do is consider and continue to do Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 7. What do you read over there, Mother E? Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 7, that Israel wanted to continue to do after this man has said he gave us Torah instructions and in a way to avoid punishment. What do you read over there keeping us in this punishment?
The book of Jeremiah. Chapter 5, verse 7. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me and sworn by them that are no Yahuwah. When I had fed them to the full, they then committed adultery and assembled themselves by truth in the whorehouses.
And where are you at?
In the whorehouses.
So we want to
in the harlot houses.
Yeah, you hit on the head on Mother Say with the harlot house. They ain't no whorehouse. And where our people want to continue to be at inside of these whorehouses and not doing Yahuwah's business. You know, this is what it calls it. It calls us to continue to be Joshua chapter 24, verse 20. Mother G, what it says? Book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 20.
Okay. All right. Joshua, polluted for Hosea, the 24, verse what?
We're going to the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 20.
Joshua, polluted for Hosea, chapter 24, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, if you forsake Yahuwah and serve strange false Yahuwah, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good.
So again, once again, what's that good that we can read, Mother D, that if you he says If you read that for me again, let me make sure I say it right.
Okay. Joshua polluted for Hoshea, chapter 24, verse 20.
You want to, Joshua 24, verse 20. Says, man.
Joshua polluted for Hoshea, chapter 24, verse 20. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange false Yahweh, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good.
So you say, man, Yahweh done us good. We over here living the way we living and in this land that we living in. But Yahweh say he go up. You serve these false Yahweh, be in these harlot houses, the churches, the Islamic act, cathedral places, and serving these strange Yahwehs, these false Yahwehs, really, all these names that's under the sun, then he say, you gonna consume yourself. If you ain't doing YHWH, four letters Yahweh, you gonna consume yourself. He said, because after that, he had good, all the good Yahweh done you. What's this good he done you? Let's go, let's get a rundown again what this good is. We're going to go to the book of Deuteronomy. We're in the back of the book. And we're going to get Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 13 on the table. Mother E. And we're going to see what's this good that Yahweh has done us. I said, what's this good? Let's find out what this good is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what good is. Yahweh, good.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 13.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
To teach the Torah instructions, the first five books of Moses, of the Yahweh and his statutes, which I command thee this day for your good.
See, the Torah instructions this day, Israel, is for your good. And because our fathers didn't want to do no Torah instructions, and today our peoples, our family, our fathers, and the ones that's living in today, they don't want to do no good, which is the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible. So you say, so that only leaves you to be in the position of Joshua. Chapter 24, verse 20. What they read again, Mother?
Okay. Let me get back there.
You'll give me the book of Romans. And I think we'll pick it up at chapter 10. Let me see what I want right there. It's a couple of them in there, maybe one of them in there that I'm looking for after Mother D did them reading this verse. I want you to have ready for me the book of Acts. And you know what? Hold that, Mother. I'm going to go run something down. Mother D, bring that to the table.
All right. Joshua polluted for Hoshea, chapter 24, verse 20. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange false Yahweh, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good.
So after Yahweh has done you good, which is coming from the Torah instructions, right? So after Yahweh has done you good, and you forsake Yahweh, it's going to be to your hurt, right? Because you didn't go around instructions. So we get one more precept on this good, and I'm going to go to the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, Mother Eve.
Okay.
We're going to the book of Micah. We're going to go to chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at verse 8. And then I'm going to hand it on over to Israel, give me on that note. But Well, we got what you cooking over there, Mother E?
Book of Micah, chapter 6.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8. Okay, wait.
Yeah, man, we done this to our own hurt, Israel. We got nobody to blame but ourselves. We got to do. Matter of fact, Mother, we got to. This is what we need to do, Mother D. I need one more on the line. I need you to hold 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20, and then I'm gonna end it on that. We're going to Mother E. You holding the Micah chapter 6, verse 8. What it read?
Micah chapter 6, verse 8, 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown thee, O man, what is good.
Mm-hmm.
And what do the Yahweh require of thee? But to do just and to love mercy and to walk humble with your Yahweh.
With your Yahweh, right? And you know what? To walk humble, right? He said, with your Yahweh, right? So let me see how this walk got to be. I'm just gonna talk about a few steps. And then I'm gonna read this 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm gonna read verse 20 and 21. I'm gonna get right to it. Verse 20 reads. For what honor is it if when you be buffeted to your faults, you should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with Yahweh. Verse 21. For even hereunto we call, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that you should follow his steps. You take the steps, you're doing some walking, right? So that's the walk you should be taking example of a Yahweh the Son. But Israel, it's something we got to do, some things we cause ourselves to our hurt. And we go, something we got to do in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. What it read over there, Mother Jesus?
Okay.
We want to read the book of 1 Corinthians. We're going to chapter 14. And we're going to pick it up at verse, we're going to read verse 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. Brethren, be you not children, howbeit in malice, be you children, but in understanding, be men.
And that's what we got to do, Israel. We got to be men and understand. That's what to do. And on that note, I'm turning it back over to our Israel. Still Israel, a C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was enjoying every minute of that. You know, I ain't. Maybe I just read this one article. And you can take it on in. I mean, that's what it's all about anyway. I mean, the fox fell, been lit, the curtain now went up. I just want to read this article that I received today. It was an article about what former President Trump had said. He said you can find this by going, put it up at March 13, 2022, a speech that he gave in South Carolina. He gave a speech in South Carolina, the former president, he gave a speech. And all you do is go on your computer and pull it up, they say. He gave us a critical race theory. He said it's a critical race theory. He said it's a matter of nation survival. He said it's a ministry that is making us feel guilty about what we have once did in the past, but we have to remove school systems. We cannot allow them to continue to put us on the defense on the pass. We got to let the pass be. It's a matter of national survival. It is a ministry is teaching that everything that we have once said is not correct, and they is going into the Bible and making large organizations look very slothful. So we have to talk to the school teachers to get them to remove anything about the past, anything about racial or what happened in the past. This is a speech that's by former President Donald Trump, March 13, 2022, at South Carolina. So you can go in and put up this speech about a ministry that's really is causing a problem throughout the system on putting us on the defense. I wonder what the name of that, I wonder what the name of that ministry is that is showing Israel that's in the book of Thomas chapter 3. What do it say, young lion? What does Thomas chapter 3 say? I wonder what the ministry is talking about that is
getting
put on a apologetic, making have to apologize for the past. Let the past alone. What do it say in Thomas chapter 3 there that we can read there, young lion?
The book of Thomas. Verse 3 read. Yahweh the Son, if those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will proceed to. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will proceed to. Whether the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize that it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that prophecy.
Mm-hmm. So he said, if you don't know yourself, you the one gonna continue. So in this memo I got, and it was sent to me while I was on that conference line and showing you that. Can you answer for this right here, Sears? Who's the ministry is that study making statements about Mother Eve, what it says in St. John chapter 15, verse 10. I said, well, you know, we will respond, but we're not going to respond to, okay, how long you keep me on this conference line, but all the time we're going to respond to anything. We'll make sure our words won't be twisted up. We'll get a little saying in on the network. Hey, Mother Eve, what it says in St. John 15, verse 10, backed up with Mother D.F. Israel, Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2. What can we read?
St. John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my Torah, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, Torah instructions, and abide in his love.
So, we got to do something. So once you keep the Torah instruction, then you in the love of your mighty one. You see, otherwise you can be on your knees all you want. But until you keep the Torah instruction, you're not going to be in his love until you keep the Torah instruction. So you can be the biggest prayer warrior you want to be. But for the children of the book, you have to keep the Torah instruction. What does it say that Mother D.F. Israel in the book of Jeremiah 10, 1 and 2?
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Hear you the word which Yah to you, O family of Israel. Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the ways of the nations, the heathen, and be not dismayed at the sign of heaven. For the nations, the heathens, are dismayed at them.
So it tell you what not to do,
the
people of the book. That means if you've been taught by the nations, he's saying, Brother Micaiah, he says in the 14th chapter, Ezra 14:34-35, he makes a profound statement. He said, listen, if you have been learned anything by the other nations, and Mother E, have me Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, backed up with Mother D of Israel, and 149:19-20. Had that waiting on me. But he says, now listen, if you have learned anything from the other nations, he said, this is what you do. Matter of fact, pick it verse 13, make it sound good. Second Ezra chapter 14, 13 down to 15, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. The book of Second Ezra, chapter 14, reading verses 13 down to 15. Verse 13 reads, now therefore set your temple in order and reprove your people. Comfort such of them as be in trouble, and now renounce corruption. Verse 14, let go from you mortal thoughts. Cast away the burdens of man. Put off now the weak nature. Verse 15, and set aside the thoughts that are most heavy unto you, and haste you to flee from these times.
So he says, get your mind right, Seer. That's what he said. He said, Seer, get your mind right, then go out there and reprove the people. He said, the first thing you do is make sure you get your mind right. He said, now I'm sent down here to get your mind right. Now once your mind right, you go find them elders and get their mind right. That's what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, Brother Micaiah, read me Numbers 15:15-16, says what?
Book of Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
15. Chapter 15, verse 15-16. Book of Numbers. Chapter 15, verse 15. Read. One ordinance should be both for you of the congregation, and also for the strangers that sojourn with you, and ordinances forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah instruction and one matter shall be for you, and for the strangers that sojourn with you.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling the people of the book, you got to find out the one way and stick with the one way. And if you want to learn anything from the other nations, you have to get your mind right. He said you got to reform your mind. The other nations, if you want to learn anything from the other nations, you got to get your mind right. Case in point, what it says in Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7, what it says in Mother E, backed up with Mother D of Israel, 147 of Psalms, verse 19 and 20. What says that? Mother E?
Amos, hey, chapter
3. What's it saying in Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7? Amos chapter 3. Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 7. Verse 1, hear this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, polluted from Mizraim, saying, you only, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7,
surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And what does it say more, dear of Israel, 147, verse 19 and 20? What can we read
so,
in 147 Psalms 19 and 20?
Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, he showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20, he has not dealt so with any nation.
Mm-hmm.
And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. You better praise Yahweh on that. Count four. Princess, Leor Israel, in the 39th chapter, verse 21 through 25 of the book of Ezekiel, can you tell this national audience what that's saying? At Camp 4, around Detroit, Michigan, what do it say in Ezekiel 39, verse 21 down to verse, during the clock come out? Our microphone will be mute. All right, well, okay. Brother Micaiah, in Ezekiel 39, verse 21 through 25, what it say?
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 39, verses, I missed that last verse.
Pick it at verse 21, down to verse 25.
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 29, picking up at verse 21, down to 29. Hold on, you said Ezekiel 29, 21, right?
Ezekiel 39.
39, okay.
39. Verse 21, down to verse 25.
Okay, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 21 to 25. 21 reads, and I will set my honor among the nations, the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them.
He said he gonna set his honor. He's going to send his greatness. He's going to send his, he gonna send his glory. He's going to do all that stuff among. He's going to do all that good stuff. Mother G.F. Israel, what that supposed to mean in the 11th chapter? Who is he going to fit to be everywhere? Tell me what the prophecy of him, where they pull that from. Who by name that he going to sit them everywhere? He said they'll be there now. Let's see what we're talking about in the 11th chapter of Isaiah and pick it around by verse number. Pick it up at verse number. Let's get warm up in verse number 9, then skip down to verse 12. 9 and 12. So who can we read that he's going to sit in all the places of the earth that we can read, and for what reason? Let's go to Isaiah chapter 9. Chapter 11, verse 9 and 12. You're on the clock. Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 9 and 12. Verse 9 reads, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the water covers the sea. Verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Yahdah Judah from the four corners of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So go to Rebecca there. Well, D.F. Israel, and look at the back of chapter 2, 13, and 14. So our young lion, when we get back over there to that 39th chapter, you should be clear who he going to sit among the nation. For if you should be clear about it, it's the reason why you sit among the nation. So you should be clear about it when we get back over that way in just a second. Let's go to Becca chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, Mother of Israel.
Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2,
Mother,
verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm, hold that pump a minute. And Mother E, help me, Sirach 34. Help me 34, verse 6. 8, 13 through 17, and 24 in the closing statement. Sirach chapter 34, verse 6, 8, 13 through 17, and 24 in the closing statement. Mother, soon we come out with our Mother dear Israel. Come on, dear.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. Behold, it is not of Yahweh, the of hosts, that the people shall labor in the very fire, and the people shall worry themselves for very vanity. Verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the honor of Yahweh, the greatness of Yahweh, as the water covers the sea.
Mm-hmm. You see, once this knowledge gets there, what's going to happen to the people that's contrary to this information? What's going to happen in verse 13 again? What's going to happen to those that's contrary to the Bible teaching and try to come up another way? What's going to happen to them in
2:13. Verse 13. Behold, it is not of Yahweh of hosts that the people should labor in the very fire, and the people shall worry themselves for very vanity.
Mm-hmm. And verse, well, what kind of peoples are they in verse 12?
Verse 12, woe to him or her that buildeth a town with blood and establish a city by sin.
Mm-hmm. And what they do in verse 5?
Verse 5. So back to chapter, verse 5. Yea, also, because he sins by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarge his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathers unto him all nations, and heaps unto him all people.
Well, you know, that says a whole lot there, Mother, so we clear about exactly what we're talking about, but we ain't going to deal with it right now. Mother E., what you working with? Come on, Mother E., we clear about who are these people in the Sirach of the nation. What you reading there out of Sirach there, Mother? Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse 6, verse 8, verse 13 to 17, and verse 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Sirach, chapter 34. Verse 6. If they be not sent from the Most High in thy visitation, set not thy mind upon them.
Stop it there. So you see, this is one of the greatest mystery in teaching. But we have a tendency to always throw on those that the last thing that got going on is in Yahweh. And this is why we always end up getting punished. Clearly, if they're not sent from Yahweh, otherwise, Brother Micaiah, give them a 37:12 of the right. See, this is what you're supposed to do once you find out they're not from Yahweh. 37 verse 12. Young Lion, what it says in the right?
Book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, but be you continue with the Yahuwah man, whom you know to keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Mm-hmm. Now back up to 27, verse 12. So how much time do you give them if they not sent from Yahuwah? How much time do you get in, or whatever plan they got, how much time you supposed to get in them? That's why we got to do a lot of teaching first. 27, verse 12, Sirach says what?
Book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, if you be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding.
You see, sir? That industry is those that's not around the Yahwali side of things. He said, cut your time down. He said, the reason why you in punishment, you don't know who you are, and you go tipping these all these other steps, and they use all these titles, because you don't know who you are. And once you know who you are, you out of poverty. Because the president, the ex-president, made a final statement. He says, a ministry, and you go on the computer and pull them up. And he's talking to South Carolina. He said, listen, they got us on the defense. But this thing is about a matter of national survival. See, that's big talk. He dropped a code word in South Carolina. He said, this thing, if we got to stop apologizing for what happened in the past. But it's a ministry that's bringing up what we did in the past, and they continue to unite and everything. So we got to pull it out of the school system. And this is you go in your computer and put in March 13, 2022, South Carolina, former President Donald Trump. He's making a final statement now. He's sending cold words. It's a ministry out here that got to be stopped. You can't teach this in your school about what happened in the past. He said it's a matter of national survival. So that is powerful words this man saying. He said this is a matter. Do you know what's in North Carolina? North Carolina is one of the heads of the Ku Klux Klan. So he's reaching in and putting the Cableton in them, the gasoline in them. So wait a minute. You telling me that there's something going on out here that is a matter of matters of national survival? He's saying that the critical race theory got to come to an end. All that we got to get that out of the schools. We got to get it out of talking. We got to get that from where it is at. We got to get rid of that kind of stuff. It's a matter of national survival. Go on your computer, March 13, 2022, a speech that he did in South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the head Klansmen, one of the head. So you know he undid, he'll put the gasoline to them. Say it's a ministry out here that's doing too much talking and got everybody on defense. What ministry are you talking about? They got them on defense. They got the WCC on defense. They got the Catholic Church on defense. They got the Latter-day Saints on defense. It got the Christian churches, all of them on defense. I wonder what the name of that ministry. I'm saying about it, so I'm telling you. Learn as much as you can, as fast as you can. Don't be a parakeet. Learn how to operate your Bible properly, and Yahweh will give you the rest. All right, so where are we at? Come on back, Marvel. Read that verse again, 34 verse 6 again. 34 verse 6. Now you go on your computer and pull up and read the whole, you know, because we was called to the carpet to explain this. Who do you think this ministry is, Seer, Israel, that's causing all this division? I said, I don't know. Who you think it is? Let's go to Sirach, chapter 34, verse 6 again. Come on, mother.
Look at Sirach, chapter 34, verse 6. If they be not sent from the Most High in thy visitation, set not their mind upon thee. Verse 8. The Torah instruction shall be found perfect without lies, and wisdom is perfect to a faithful mouth. Verse 13. The spirit of those that fear the Yahweh shall live, for their hope is in him that saved them. Verse 14. Whoso fears the Yahweh shall not fear nor be afraid, for he is his hope. Verse 15. Blessed is this person of him that fears the Yahweh. To whom do he look, and who is his strength? Verse 16. For the eyes of the Yahweh are upon them that love him. He is their mighty protection and strong faith, a defense from heat and a covering from the sun at noon, a preservation from stumbling and a help from falling. He raises up the person and lightens the eyes. He gives heat. He gives help, life, and blessing. Verse 24. When one prays and another curses, whose voice will the Yahweh hear? And look at that. Okay.
That's a great point. If somebody do one, if Yahweh got on the right track, you know, got his mouth blanky, who you think he'll hear? Who you think he's going to hear? That's a great point. But read verse 6 one more time, Moses, in the closing statement. Verse 6 one more time. And verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Read that again.
Sirach chapter 34, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, if they be not sent from the Most High in thy visitation, set not their mind upon them.
That's pretty plain. So what you do, you got to understand that. If the one is not sent from the full level, man, you have to just, you know, regardless of what they saying and how gloom and doom it is, you got to let that alone. If you sent from Yahweh, you got to cut your time down with them. Because there's a ministry out here is waking up people. And they got no answer for this ministry. And so you explain to me, Seer, who is this ministry that have no answers that got all the rest of the ministry on the defense? I said, name the ministry on the defense. He said, World Council of Churches. You got them on defense. You got the Latter-day Saints on defense. You got a big dose of Timothy Dolan out of New York, him on defense. He says, this minister got them all on defense, and it's time for that to come to a close. So I said, well, I don't know what minister doing all that, but if you talking about the Six Anointed Council Voices of the True Israelites, we'll probably address that on the network, so you just get you a seat. Before I was addressing now, we ain't going to address it right now, but we're addressing on the network. That's what we'll do. We'll address that ministry that's telling you to give me a close say, mother. Hold that point you got, mother. Go to Malachi 4:4-6. Have that waiting on me. Wherever you're holding, mother, give me 4:4-6. Mother, D.F. Israel, have me 4:4 down at verse 6 of Malachi. Mother E, what's the closing statement? You on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read verses in Sirach chapter 33. there shall, verse 1, there shall no evil happen unto him that fears the Yahweh, but in temptation, even against he will deliver him. Verse 2, a wise man hateth not deterrence, but he that is an hypocrite therein is as a ship in a storm. I'm going to say to the listening audience, Israel, to hold on, because Yahweh is with you. And if Yahweh had given up on us, what would have happened to us? So, Israel, hold on and don't give up. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother of Israel, what you reading over there in Malachi 4 down to verse 6?
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. Verse 4, remember you the Torah instruction of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statute and judgment. Verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah, the seer, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Verse 6, and he shall turn the minds of the fathers to the children and the minds of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Mm-hmm. So he say it will be someone that come and start telling people to take a look at this thing. Come out from that pit you're in. Remember Elijah was dead when he said that. He said, somebody spirit is gonna tell you to start keeping them Sabbath days, keeping them feast days, put the fringes on, males. Get in your rightful position, but being a Yahwali man, get in order. And so it's going to be a message telling that what you've been heard all your life, you heard all your life, ain't nothing but propaganda, and it's going to be corrected by one ministry called Voices of the True Israelites. You leave it like that, Mother dear of Israel. What your closing statement is behind that, you on the clock, come on.
Yes, I want to read Psalms 8:3. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh. Hold not your peace, and be not still, O Yahweh. Verse 2. For lo, thy enemy make a tumult, and they that hate you have lifted up the head. Verse 3. They have taken crafty counsel against your people, and against your people and consulted against your hidden one. Verse 4. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. That's what they're going to say, but somebody's going to bring their name, put it back on the table. Brother Micaiah, young lion, in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13, can you help the old seer out there in 1 Chronicles 15, verse 13? Help me out there, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
Book of 1 Chronicles?
Mm-hmm. Make it 15, verse 13. Yeah, 15, 13.
Verse 13, read. For because you did it not at the first, Yahweh made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after due order.
He said, reason why you in trouble today, because you was first one he came to and gave you statutes, Torah instructions, and agreement, if you do this, you got this. But if you don't, So you see what happens. Since you didn't do it right at the first, that means you're not checking back at the first when I gave you a name. I gave you a dress code. I gave you order. So what he's saying in Sirach chapter 32, verse 17, what are you saying that we can read there, Brother Micaiah? What is he saying that we can read in the book called Sirach 32, verse 17?
The book of Sirach, chapter 32, verse 17. 17 reads, a simple man would not be reproved to his will.
So, you know, when you got those that will find everything wrong with Rand Prince keeping the Sabbath day, organizing up under the banner of Yahuwah, you got to recognize that's a simple man or a simple woman. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Let's go to the 50th chapter. See, one thing about it, we're telling you, you will have to organize for Yahuwah to intervene. You can't recognize you wearing pants if you're a woman. He can't recognize man wearing dress. He can't recognize unless you in order. Now, the reason why we got so much problems in the family, because the Yahuwah man don't even know he is a Yahuwah man. He can't hear a worldly man. Till he learn how to be a Yahuwah man and learn about the fish anointed camp, he always going to have his problem. We go on to the 50th chapter, and we're going to wrap it up as you get a closing statement out to Brother Micaiah. We go on to 50. And we're going to pick up verse number 16 down to verse 22 of Psalms. Psalm chapter 50, 16 to verse 22. And we catch you all on the special edition called Thursday Evening. And you held down Elder and Grandstyle Yagda and Brother Micaiah and the mother. Y'all held down in Grandstyle. The foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. All we got to do now is organize. But not like a parakeet. We got to know what we're doing. Because the heat is on, but we're going to put their heat out and turn ours up. 50, verse 16, down to 22 in the closing statement. It's all yours, young lion. Give me the closing statement. Come on.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 16 and 22. 16 reads, but unto the wicked, Yahuwah said, what has you to do to declare my Torah instructions, or that you should take my covenant in your mouth? Verse 17. Then you have instruction and cast away my words behind you. Verse 18. When you saw as a thief, then you with him and had made partaker with adulterers. Verse 19. You gave your mouth to evil and your tongue firm framed deceit. Verse 20. You said it. You sit and speak against your brother and slander your own mother's son. Verse 21, these things hast you done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was altogether such as one as yourself, but I will reprove you and set them in order before your eyes. Verse 22, now consider this, you that forget Yahuwah, least I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
Closing statement, young lion, catch you tomorrow, and call that brother on the phone like I told you earlier, and get with him. Come on.
To Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day. Blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for blessing me to meet the seer, for T. Roy, to learn from other and learn the word of Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and daughters he has given me to raise for help. I thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders and the mothers and the brothers and sisters and the teachers and BOTPY and all the six anointed camps. I want to read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. Verse 40 reads, let all things be done decently and in order. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. That support system is in place. Call the six anointed counts of voices of the true Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all done. All we got to do is organize. Who are you? All you got to do is organize, understand what the Bible says, not only be a hearer of the word, be a doer. keep them Sabbath days, keep them feast days, and wear them fringes, and get in order. We'll read it like that until tomorrow, and we take them there. But one thing about it, I'm prepared to do my part, and we know the six anointed camps gonna do their part, and we're gonna win this round. So Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom. You can turn it off now. A lot of them things you can go broadcast up. That's enough. Just catch everybody tomorrow. We'll get back on it again. What you say, Mother Dear? What you say, Dear?
That wasn't me. That was Mother E.
What you say,
you didn't
Mother
get Mother Z. You didn't get Mother Z in there.
I didn't see Mother C's, I didn't see, you're right, I guess I didn't. That's all right. She'll double up tomorrow. That's what we do. Mother Z, you get a double up tomorrow. That's right. I'll tell you what. We got time right now. Mother Z, we got time right now. You can go on Destination, and then they let you get a few words in.
Just tell you, see, I'm having problems with my phone. I got the same phone coming to you had. So I got to investigate and see what's going on with that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So like I said again, they got a hidden hand, a wicked hidden hand. But one thing about it. We're gonna win when it's all said and done.
Hallelujah.
Called the 17 nations.
And hallelujah.
I just say, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou with me, thou rod and thou staff, thou comfort me, thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And just like to say, hallelujah, Yahweh,